Initial evaluation on patient Lloyd, lab name Whalon, W-H-A-L-O-N, 511-257-907-92-290.00, follow-up 2 weeks, doctor's order dated January 23, 2012, verified by Dr. Khwaja. Chief complaint, this 82-year-old gentleman is referred to us by primary care physician for code non-compliance with treatment, sadness, and code. It was noted in the referral form code emotional or cognitive behavioral emotional or cognitive problems interfering with participation in rehab, unquote. Next paragraph, chart indicates patient has a diagnosis of dementia and depression. He was admitted on Exelon and Zoloft. Zoloft was recently discontinued by PCT. Patient is on Xenex-PRN but has not received any in the last 3 days. Period. Recently, patient has been behaving fairly good. He has been compliant with instructions, sleep and appetite is good. His staff has not seen any signs of acute depression, anxiety, psychosis. Next paragraph, on examination, he's calm and no distress, reports feeling good, denies feeling depressed or anxious, has no complaints about the staff, the food, the facility. Vital stable, psychiatry, dementia, depression, medical history, recent visit to the emergency room for possible seizures, stroke was ruled out, hypertension, BPH, hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, artificial right eye, history of knee surgery. UTI with acute mental status changes and sepsis. Hyperlipidemia, diabetes, social history. A widowed, other has children, source of occupation, farmer, source of history, patient, church staff, current psychotropic medications, Exelon 9.5 milligram patch a day, Xanax 0.2 milligrams Q4 hours, PRN has not received any in the last 3 days, Ambien 5 milligram QHS, recent change in psych meds, Zoloft stopped, routine and PRN medications, Mobeg, B-complex, Hytrin, Prilosec, vitamin B12 supplement, folate, glaburide, Proscar, aspirin, allopurinol, Tramadol, 50 milligrams TID, Lyrica, PRN, adverse effects, non-allergies, NKDA diagnostics, CBC, CMP, HbA1c, reviewed, hygiene and rest with the normal limits, other overweight, mood with the normal limits, scattered illogical affect with the normal limits, delusional hallucination, and awake or orientation of person, place partial, time partial, insight poor, judgment poor, speech, within normal limits, memory, short and long-term memory, when attention is spent, easily distracted, limited, lacking, can't, and wheelchair, skin, and tech, next space, same name and account number, risk of harm to self and others, no evidence, risk, customer, remote, impact, my condition, or other relevant findings, unclear if he was there on anti-dementia medication, current clinical status, new condition, recurrence of long-standing condition, clinical patient, 82-year-old gentleman, who had some, possible sadness, most likely at the time of admission into the nursing home. Currently, he does not appear to be depressed. I agree with discontinuing Zoloft because patient is on Tramadol. Next paragraph, in future, consider Namenda. If patient gets depressed, I will consider Remeron and attempt to discontinue Ambien. Treating diagnosis, 290.00 Alzheimer's dementia. Treatment plan, continue methods, order labs. TSH, vitamin D level, end of report.